up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. And can you believe we're 4 days into the new year? Isn't that crazy? 2018, here it is, day four. How you doing? Are you different? Are you resolving? Are you making choices? Are you doing things in your life that are going to bring you the better results in 2018? Are you just extending 2017's misery? You got to make some choices today. Want to thank you for listening, as always. Being a part of your day. And let me just jump right in. We're going to call this your checklist through trials. Your checklist through trials. I had an interesting thing happen the other day. I was riding with somebody, and you know, we're always in a car somewhere with someone we don't know, traveling the world. And somebody got in the car and said, oh, man, and let me tell you, this is somebody I highly respected, somebody I thought that was like really, you know, upright, somebody I would say is, you know, living a great life and pretty connected to God and others, you know, good, just a good person. And this person said to me, you know, I'm just asking the Lord about, you know, why all the trials. And kind of, you know, then said what's going on in their lives is an attack and kind of all hell's coming against him and, you know, how things were so hard and he just didn't know why. And I realized that our predisposition in trial, like our stance in most trials is we're doing something wrong and we suck, right? I mean, if something happens and we're, you know, I've seen people get fickle. I've seen people trying to screw something in a socket, putting a cabinet in a house, you know what I mean? And throw their hands up and say, God, why are you mad at me? I mean, people get foolish. And if you're listening to me, chances are you've done that. Something wasn't working right. Something seemed hard. And we're conscious of God. We love him. We know he's there. But we're ultimately like, oh, I just did something wrong, you know? I mean, the disciples did that, right? You know, the person was sick. They were blind. And the disciples said, well, whose fault was it? Who did something wrong? And it's interesting because every time we face difficulty, it's not an onslaught of hell. It's not, I know you're not Job, right? We talked about that. Like, Job was an upright man. He was righteous. What am I saying? There's either one of two things going on in your life if you're facing a trial or a difficulty right now. You're doing something right or you're doing something wrong. And for some reason, what I've realized is people that think that they're doing something wrong are usually the ones that are being tested for their righteous faith. And the loonies that claim they're Job? Honey, you're not Job. There's nothing in your life that's Job. Meaning Job was tested for his faith because of righteousness. Do you understand? So if you look at Job's life during the trial, gosh, in today's nasty Christianity, people would have thought that's because God doesn't love you because you're making mistakes, you're doing something wrong in your life, whatever, whatever. But the truth was God set him up to go through trial. And on the other hand, we have people that are righteous, they love God, they're doing the right thing, and things are difficult. Look, you may have set out this year to do some great things and realize day one, it's difficult in your life for whatever it is you're believing God on New Year's, right? For this year, I'm sorry. You need to realize that when you set your mind to do anything for God, it's probably because you are in the right direction that you feel challenge. And if you're not living right, and you know you're not where God wants you to be, and things are extremely difficult, it's probably because you're not where you're supposed to be. Your trials are going to tell you a lot about yourself. They're going to tell you you're either right where you need to be or you're not where you need to be. And you have to have the gauge and the wisdom to know which one it is. There's been time, season in my life where difficulty rose. I knew that the season was changing. I saw the writings on the wall and I made adjustments and God was able to bless me. There are many times in my life that you face trials and pressure and confusion. And if you're not careful, you will move out of a season that God wanted you in because you thought it was too difficult. And we don't flee from difficult seasons. We don't flee from opposition. We're not fleeing from challenge. And that's my concern for so many people. You think something in your life is difficult and you automatically tell yourself it's because it shouldn't be happening or it should, you know, I'm in a wrong place. And just like that gentleman in the car, when he got in the car, I said, no, you don't understand, bro. Satan doesn't like you, bro. You're changing this world for God. You're not getting a free run up the side. Don't you think that your opposition is a sign that you're in the right place and you're doing the right things? And I'm going to help you because the question isn't, are you having a difficult time in your life? It's where are you feeling these difficulties? And I'm going to help you now after the break. Give you a checklist. There are some basic indicators in your life that will show you you're in the wrong direction or you're in the right direction. Because as believers, that's what it's all about. We're going forwards. We're progressing. Are we going the right way? You're going to hear about it in a minute after the break. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. Crazy 4 days in on the new year, and we're talking about your checklist through trials. When we go through difficulty and trials, there's a few things we need to ask ourselves, you know, indicator lights. You know, your vehicle has lights, right? They warn you if something needs to happen, and some of them you can't even control. You know what I mean? Like one of my vehicles, I could change the oil every day. And then if something ain't reset in the back button somewhere, it's going to tell me oil change now. And I'm thinking, I just got you done. It's because the dealership didn't reset. So lights can come on for whatever reason. And in our lives, warning lights come up for whatever reason. Sometimes you're great and things are perfect and you need to know that. And sometimes it's because something's kind of breaking down and it's God's way of getting our attention. Do you know what I'm saying? I knew a powerful, powerful, powerful couple and they were just in a rough season of their life. And like, I didn't hear about their season until like they were like evicted out of their place and like had nowhere to go and had to move on because they were forced to start a new season. And I thought about their heart, their love, their faith. I mean, they're amazing people, right? Givers, blessed. And I just said to them one day, I said, I got a question. If God didn't evict you out of this place, would you ever move on to something better? And they probably wouldn't have. So I sometimes, you know, this little bit of challenge, God uses those things to get our attention to readjust. Now they're doing amazing things, bought a house. I mean, it's amazing. But your life, here's some checklists that you need to ask yourself every, you know, when you're going through some trials. What am I going towards? That's the first checklist item you need to check off. These are some questions you need to ask yourself. What am I going towards? Am I going towards something in my life? Or am I not actively pursuing what God has called me to do? That's going to be a huge indicator in your life. Because if they're without vision, the Bible says, people will perish. So if you're not generally moving towards something greater, what are you doing? I know somebody, they got so busy with life, they stopped going to special meetings, conferences, church, and things aren't going to go well if you're not going towards something, you're not after something greater in your life. That makes no sense. Being busy can kill you. It probably will. I've never seen more busy people on the earth and less things getting done for the kingdom than I do today. It's not about being busy. It's about being effective. The other question you need to ask yourself, who's speaking into your life? Everybody is following somebody. It doesn't matter what. I'm telling you right now, you could be a great meaning believer and I just don't have a lot of friends. And look, drunk Billy at the water cooler has your heart. And at work, if you're not careful, you need to do that assessment. Who is speaking as a pastor? Man, I've seen some crazy folk and I've had to look at them after rants and be like, who's speaking into your life? Side note, if I'm your pastor and I'm asking you that, it's not going to go well because it sure ain't me, dude. That's a question you need to ask yourself. Who is speaking? Who has the authority to speak into your life, to encourage you, to give you wisdom, correction, whatever it is you need? If you are not available, I'm not talking about, you don't need to have a formal meeting with someone and say, hey, will you be willing? Don't be weird. Find healthy believers that can be mentors in your life, pastors, leaders, whoever, anyone. Find somebody that's wise. Go to the old folks home. I don't care what you do. Find somebody that's wiser, that's willing to tell you what you don't want to hear, that can lead you specifically where you want to be spiritually. Paul said, what I received from the Lord, I pass down to you. You can't give somebody, you can't bring someone somewhere that you haven't been spiritually. There was a day I outgrew the mentors in my life and God brought me ones with very high ceilings. So you need to ask yourself, who is speaking into your life? Who has a voice to help you in times of difficulty and uncertainty? Because everybody needs that. Are you praying? These are good checklist items. Are you studying? Are you doing devotions? Are you reading the word? Are you making time for Jesus? Those are all things on your checklist you need to ask. What am I spending most of my attention on? What am I spending most of my time on? See, all these questions are like, am I giving? Am I financially giving? Am I in a right place? A lot of times financial pressure rises up. The last thing we think about is to give and to sow. It is absolutely necessary and healthy in your life to be a radical giver. So these, for some people, it might sound like such basic items. This is the most complicated thing you can imagine. Because if these things check off, what are you? Who are you? What are you here for? What are you doing? I have so many people. God says, go to first base. I'm just using an analogy of a diamond. Go to first base. Not first being less, it's just a base. You run to this base. I see so many people, God never told you to leave first base yet. And they're running onto another base. And then they go to second base and realize that they're very empty inside. Things are worse than ever. And they have no friends and they're lonely and blah, blah. And it's like, dude, why are you on second base? Well, I just thought the first was done. Did God told you in a dream, help, prophetic vision, whatever, to go to, yes, he did. Then why you need to turn around and go back to where he last told you to go, because that's where you're going to find grace and wisdom. Look, I can't open all this up right now for all of you, but I can tell you this, it's time to make healthy decisions. And if you're seeing opposition, it's either because you're doing something amazing or you're not. Figure out which one it is and do your best to serve God. This is why checks and balances are needed. This is why we need healthy people. And ultimately, everything I'm telling you has to be based off the word of God, off of God's ways and, you know, in his operating procedures. So today, as you go, I want to tell you, you're going to make healthy decisions. Take that checklist. Take it with you. You're going to do great things for God. And until tomorrow, thank you for tuning in to Engaging Heaven today.
Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.